York to LA.
From New York to LA, it's Sarah and Dre, and we're here about to give you the show. Welcome to
Vod Sod City. If you don't know, now you know.
Well, Dre, it's pretty hot in LA, if you ask me.
It's fucking hot up in this apartment, if you ask me. We're back. We're hot. We got the mics to work, so.
I recently tweeted, if you drink red wine in the heat, you are a criminal.
Now it's time for rosé, Aperol spritz, a spritzer on the roof. Kick back, pop your feet up. A guy's feeding you grapes. That's what I envision when it's 80 degrees. What are you?
I do too. I mean, I also tweeted that I want to just take a bath in Aperol spritz this summer when I go to Italy.
Yeah.
That's the mood. It's the vibe.
That's the fucking mood. I won't be going there, but I will definitely be feeling it. Well, actually, you know what I'm going to do is fill the bathtub that I don't use. I will fill the bathtub up with Aperol spritz.
See how
you guys are in Italy and FaceTime you.
I feel like you would probably get drunk because it'll go through your pores. You don't even have to drink. You just take a bath of alcohol.
Yeah. But, hey guys, how are you?
So welcome to this next episode. It's a little mini banter. We're going to talk about what we've been doing and also get into spring. Spring has bloomed.
Like we've been doing. Where have you been? Where are you going? We were in fucking fall. Now these are the seasons.
Yeah, we're a seasonal podcast. We are seasonal.
We're letting you know what season it is, and it's spring. I'm sprung
out to get me. Got me doing things I never do. You ain't me, I am. Alright.
So, right. But before we do that, let's kick it off with your rose and thorn of the week, or the month. It's been a while. A month. Meaning your high, your low of the month. Hit me.
Well, if I were going to talk about, I'll start with my rose. My rose was randomly getting a promotion. Mm-hmm. I guess I shouldn't say random. I obviously worked for it.
No, snaps for that, everybody. Woo!
It was good. So call me director.
Mama paid for my ramen last week. I said, snaps for that.
Director of trouble. So yeah, that was my rose. My thorns. I have two and they involve Rue. God, I love her to death, but can she get into trouble?
Her dog.
So Rue is my dog, not... named after Zendaya's role in the classically acclaimed Euphoria, if you haven't watched it. But, so, was walking Rue with her best friend Mango, the horse, the cow. And they were just playing and running, and she ran into the lobby toward the elevator. And then before I know it, Mango's body smashed into her, and Rue's head just hit the side of a concrete wall. Mm. Not cute. Mm. So, literally my fucking life flashed before my eyes. I was like, oh my God. Like, I couldn't imagine if my head just went into a wall. Like, no. But of course, she's acted normal. I look at her tooth. The pulp is exposed. Like, it's fucking broken. Her back molar's broken. So, we head to the vet to check it out. Funny part about that vet visit is Dre's car is on, like, it has, like, a couple miles left in it. We're like, oh, we'll get gas after. Rue's getting examined. We're in the car. And we're blasting the AC because it's fucking hot in LA. And we realize, oh, fucking stupid.
Zero. I like to push it to the limit these days.
We had 9 miles.
Not that far.
Before we knew it, there was 0 miles.
I, like, forgot that, like, the car was on and that we were blasting the AC at full force.
But the thorn was.
Yeah.
The vet calls me and is like, what did she say?
Oh, she's like. All right, so you pull up, you park your car, you drop your pet off, you wait for a minute, lose all your gas. They call you and say, oh, like what the problem is. They call, she answers on speakerphone, what happened to your dog? Meaning we knew it was the worst. At that time, I look at the fucking, what's the front panel thing? I'm like, we're on 0 miles. Like, turn the car off. Your dog's about to get a root canal. We have no gas. We have to push ourselves to the gas station. We didn't do that. But.
So Rue either needs a root canal or an extraction. God. So it was like $7,000 or $700. We went with the extraction for multiple reasons. We did so much soul searching to see what we should do to put our poor dog under for a root canal or just pull the bitch out. She's getting extracted in the morning. So that's that. That was a fucking thorn. And another thorn involving Rue. was me and Andrea. Andrea was watching, again, Rue's best friend, Mango.
She's big. She's a big dog. She's a good doodle, but she's huge.
So we went to go get smoothies, and we're walking across the street, and we are in a major intersection in LA of La Cienega and Melrose. And to describe this intersection to you, I guess I can compare it to New York, like Houston and Broadway. There's mad bunches walking. There's traffic. There's people fucking biking around. It's wild. Luckily, it was a little bit earlier in the morning, so it wasn't as crazy. But it was still... All right. So we're crossing the intersection. There's another poodle. The dogs want to say hi. And then all of a sudden, they think it's playtime. So before we know it, take two steps later, Rue is doing laps in La Cienega. She literally got off of her collar. She slipped out of it and she's doing like two laps. Me and Andrea's hearts fucking dropped and we are screaming bloody murder. I don't even remember the last time I viscerally screamed that much in my fucking life.
I do, when my dog died by getting hit by a car. So I was so unwell. I'm trying to hold this fucking 100-pound dog that is basically my size to not also get hit by a car.
Yeah.
I want my own life saved. And at the same time, I'm seeing Rue's life flash over my eyes. It was the most traumatic morning of my life. It was, and I don't think people understand how traumatic it was.
Because
you lose a dog and then you come back to me.
Well, because you feel helpless. If anyone knows things about dogs is you can't run toward them to get them because they think you're playing and they want you to chase them. So we're just screaming for her to please come back. She circles back in the middle of the intersection. There's a huge Range Rover that starts slowing down. She comes toward us and then she does another fucking lap in the intersection. I don't know if she's showing off or what. She finally comes back. We snatch that bitch up and we just go take a seat in a corner in an alley and just take a breath.
No, seriously. Because
that was fucking scary.
We had to sit down. We couldn't even speak to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely a thorn.
That's a
for
thorn.
Sure.
So yeah, Rose promotion, thorn, Rue gone wild. Dre,
Rue gone wild.
What are you thinking? What are your roses and thorns of the past month?
They're wildly different, I'll give you that. I've had many thorns this past month and a half, I will say. I'll start with thorn, because my roses aren't much. Thorn. Lost my full wallet at a very popular gay bar in West Hollywood. And by the way, one more time, I lost my entire wallet. So woke up like I'm in college. Woke up, no wallet, no ID, nothing. Luckily they had it. So like that could be the thorn, you know, I mean the rose budding from the thorn. Yeah, that was a lose situation. Also, I sound like a loser, but it's fine. That's my life.
It was a day drinking day. It was Daniela's 30th. Shout out to Dirty D, who did day drinking on the West Side, and I tapped out. So the fact that y'all made it out to the Abbey at that time of night.
Thanks for the support. But also, this shouldn't be happening at my age. But I will say, something happens at the Abbey. You walk in, and you never come out, or your wallet doesn't come out. My rose would be the 7 roses I got on Hinge, and that is... so pathetic to say out loud.
Well, can you explain to me, what does that mean, getting a rose on Hinge?
Oh, first of all, they're always the worst guys ever. It's like, so-and-so sent you a rose, and it's like... eh.
What's the difference between getting a like
from
someone?
So you can either
send
a like or like a rose means like, oh, you're extra special. Oh, and every time I get one, I'm like, vomit.
Have you ever gotten a rose from someone and you liked it?
Absolutely not. It's... no.
How do you think they feel about when you give out roses?
I've never given out a rose. Why would I want to give a rose to any guys on these fucking apps? Oh,
that's right. When Teddy came over the other night and we were, this is one of our single male friends, I was swiping from his perspective looking at bitches and being like, what is it like
and
to be a guy?
It's just as bad, I thought.
And we've talked about this before. You can get into like the ugly place of Hinge. Like, no offense, but there is a weird algorithm to it. And it's not even just ugly. It's like the things they say and what they, it's portrayed. Like, it's fucking weird. Like, their voice notes are weird. Everything about it is weird. It's not even just like
yeah,
visuals.
But he wasn't on the app for a hot minute. And we brought that. He re-downloaded the app. That just made me think, I'm never going to meet someone because that on the app. That shit was wild. I was like, these are the girls you're seeing? Shit.
Yeah, I mean, but it gave me the option to send a rose. And I was like, what?
Oh, did you send a rose?
Maybe. I don't remember. I was on it for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, so these are my fucking roses for the month. It ain't good. That's for sure. But we're spring cleaning, though.
We're spring cleaning. It's a new bloom. I was recently speaking to our astrology correspondent, Maddie G, and she told me that we are currently in the moment of life where we're cleaning out everything that died in the winter.
Dead.
It's also Aries season. Shout out to Chris. So it's extra spicy. Everything is fresh and blooming and all the animals are fucking and they're mating, so it's very visceral and it's great.
Oh, I'm waiting for that moment.
So, like, I'm also, like, cleaning out my closet, too. Yeah, spring cleaning, Casey's leaving.
Yes, my dear friend of mine.
Sweeping her out of LA.
Yeah, she's swept. No.
I know. Casey. Her ass be going back to Portland.
But really, we are clean. No, Casey, my dear friend of mine, is now going back to Portland where she was before she came here during COVID and is, you know, living your best life there, which I only can say out loud because I visited 2 weeks ago. I do love it. Shit. Might find my ass in Portland. You might be spring cleaning me.
I also love Miami, but would I live there?
Who knows? Honestly, could be in Miami. I'll live anywhere.
That's true.
Love you, Casey.
So yeah, it's sad. Shout out to Casey Mikey's. We seriously, it's like past month, you've actually been coming out with us, and it's been so much fun. It's tragic that you're gone. Like, that's kind of a subject to talk about. How do you keep in touch with your best friends when they aren't in the same city as you? Obviously, you're on the same page with them. You're in sync. You're always doing things together. I have an example of some friends that I still are my best friends that don't live in the same city, and I see them a couple times a year, maybe. But that's a good subject to broach.
That's totally a good subject. It's hard.
How do you maintain those relationships?
I mean, when I first moved out here, I definitely, like, stopped talking. Not stopped, but, like, you know, it was different. I didn't talk to them as much as I should have. And even now, I still think I can talk to them more. But I feel like they're your close friends and you do kind of still keep that close communication, which you should, by the way, anyone, doesn't matter how far you are, near or far, you got to still keep in touch. I don't care how busy you are with work, how like enthralled you are in your relationship. You should still be keeping in touch with your fucking people who made you who you are. But, what was my point?
I think it's always nice to have that friend that
you haven't talked in months.
You get a FaceTime and you're just like back in it. Like nothing's changed. There's no weird like, oh, we haven't talked in a while. So like, I don't know her anymore.
It's like
no.
It's been 3 months, but like, what's good, girl? Right.
It's like Gabby.
That's a good. See, yeah. Like no shit. That's a good friend. Yeah. But I do think like I should be more in touch with my friends though.
But it also goes back to what we've talked about. Being 30 and growing up and growing apart and knowing who your friends are.
Cut some bitches out, that's for damn sure.
Hell yes.
Cut the fat.
Sometimes you don't even got a snip snap. You just don't got a DM back. Oh, that's a good tweet.
I tell you that in 2022. No, seriously. I don't need that in my life.
on to the next. It's true. But we'll be really sad that she's gone. I hope she's gardening.
Oh, but Casey, you will never be snip snapped. You'll be forever in my heart. Yes, you are forever my number one. Anyway, we know this.
Me and Casey, randomly enough, we were born in the same hospital in Brooklyn. We're both fucking united through our astrological aligning.
Yeah, we bringing people together at birth. I didn't even know.
Yeah, at birth. At birth.
At birth, I brought you all together.
It's a wild ride.
It's friendships. A wild fucking ride. All right, what else is up? I did some fucking breath work experience recently. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really want to talk about this, but here we go. Did you know breathing can really fucking change your life? I didn't. Breathing, hell of a drug.
So our astrology correspondent also always loves to send us these events that are happening in LA. I unfortunately was not able to attend because I was dealing with like rude drama, legit. And I was just like, I can't breathe. So I'm not going to go breathe with you. But when I called y'all after you were in the car from that dome fairy tale experience, it seemed like your life was changed at least for the next 8 hours.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. I was like, you called me and I was like, I can't talk to you. You're ruining this experience that I'm having. She's like, well, what happened? Did you like go to somewhere else? Like, where'd you go?
Well, describe it. You walk in. Like,
so
what?
It was a dome situation. You walk in, it's dark. The above you is a sky that's moving. It's very quiet. Everyone rolled out their yoga mat. It's a very tiptoe situation. You lay down and there's a woman that's just walking you through this 1 hour and 45 minute breath work experience. I am in my head. I'm like, breathing. What can you do? A woman telling me what to do. I'm in my head. I'm like, all right. And then she's like, so this is going to be like this. And if we see anyone that's like, you know, feeling some type of way or tense, will come over and give you some like like stones. So I'm thinking, give me all the stones.
Oh, I know, to ground
I
you?
Know they're coming with the stones, but I didn't get any stones. I got no stones. I blacked.
Did any of your friends get
No, it? Maddie was like, Maddie was sobbing. She's like, I thought I was going to get the stones. I'm like, no one got the stones. Because at first it's extremely uncomfortable. You're in a fucking dome with a bunch of people you don't know. And someone's telling you how to breathe. And you're doing weird things like this. For like a long time until you black out, according to myself. My version. I black out. I go somewhere else. And then I come to you and your hands are tingly. Your feet are cold. But your body's cold. And it was so weird. And she like basically walks you back into like coming back to wherever you were. I don't know what I was doing there. I had no thoughts. I was just blacked out. And same thing with Natasha. It was the same thing. And we came back and I was like, what the fuck? I thought this was 10 minutes. It was an hour and 45 minutes of me. So that's now crazy. I'm ready for part two. We just like, I want to cry. I want to get the emotions out. Basically, yep. It's just a three-part breath work. You breathe in through the belly, into the heart, out of the mouth. Very quickly until you black out. Try it. Yeah. Not advised for young kids at home. Like, I don't, it was wild.
And then you paid for that. We could do that on our own on a Saturday night. No, I hear you. It's kind of like a forced meditation, though. It makes you like really reflect and be present, which is something that everyone forgets to do. I was even walking Rue for 45 minutes today, and you know, I was like, okay, if there's any time to be present, it's now. I wasn't texting anyone, but I am avoiding eye contact with anyone I see on the street. But being present, just like literally hearing the birds chirping and watching the bushes fucking flow back and forth. But being in that type of space is cool, and having someone guide you to.
No, bitch, you haven't done this shit. She hasn't done this shit. You need to do it. Seriously, it's some woman telling you how to breathe in the house. All of a sudden, you wake up to no, you don't know.
I've done guided meditations before. That's the only thing I can relate to it. This seems more physical for sure.
I'm like hearing the like people behind me that are breathing. It was a 3-part breath work, and I'm hearing them breathe, and I'm like, it's way faster than I can do. I'm gonna throw up. So I was like, I can't do this. So I did it at my own pace, and then once you find your pace, you find your place. And here we go. Next topic.
Weren't there visuals on the dome?
It was just a sky. I thought it was an ocean, but whatever it is, it's to you, it's to me. I don't know.
Next thing. Well, what else have we been doing? Oh, you know what I was also going to say?
Her eyelashes are done, did, and forever done. Oh,
my eyelashes stay done. I'm addicted now. I can't help it. I feel like I wouldn't know what I looked like without these lashes on my face. But
trash.
Going back to your thorn and your rose, me and Natasha have been going hard in the gym, whatever, working out. One day I'm doing a donkey kick and there's a mirror in front of me and Natasha, and it fucking hurts. Natasha sees it. My kneecap just like slides the wrong way, and I am like immobile for like 10 minutes. It's fine. Anyway, I go to the doctor and they're like, yeah, your fucking knee is basically, you're
off
old.
The track.
Your kneecap fell off its track. So you need to like build more muscle in this specific area to get it back. AKA, you're old and this happens. So I went to physical therapy, which is amazing. You learn so much about your body and what you need to do and focus on certain target areas. And it sounds boring, but it is the best. Like, similar to your experience in the sense of you go somewhere thinking it might be long and then you're done and you're like, wait, where did the time go?
Yeah.
Every time I go to PT.
My knee is healed.
First you go in, I lay down on a fucking chair, like a leather Shea lounge, and they basically massage.
She has a crown on, by the way.
Heavy is the crown. No, they massage my knee. They're just like massaging me for a minute.
Was
like,
he hot? Was it a girl?
It's a girl. I don't want to. So this is my thing in life with doctors, anyone who has to touch me. I would rather have a girl because I just don't want a guy touching me. That's just me personally. But it's a girl and it's good. She's hilarious. We chit chat. And I just love going to physical therapy. It's great. If anyone is hurt in any area and you are above 25, go to physical therapy.
Above 25.
But yeah, I don't know. What about you? Is your gyno a girl or a guy?
Gyno's different. I've had a
physical. I know, but
I think it's just because I was like 13 and I had a really hot. I broke my arm when I was 13. Not that 13. God, I was probably 16, 17, and I broke my arm. And I had a really good looking, very successful physical therapist. And he was like dipping my arm in wax. And I was like, this is
Sounds intimate. Like a sexual awakening.
Like, this is so intimate. And like, I loved him. I still love him.
Wait, you know how you could never remember what your sexual awakening was? I think it was you getting your arm dipped in wax by this guy.
You know what? I love that for me. I love it. But yeah, so physical therapy for me is very intimate.
It is intimate, though.
It really is. So that's why you should request a guy next time for your friends, aka.
So me, my physical therapist, when she was setting up my next appointment, she was like, well, our guy who he's about to, like, I don't know, not graduate. He already
got young his and love him.
He's
love
like
him.
A young guy with his doctorate about to like finish his, what is it called? Whatever doctors go to school. I've watched Grey's Anatomy. I don't even, his like residency, I guess. And I saw him last time I went and I was like, I really don't want you to touch my legs today.
I want you to touch my friend legs.
Did text Natasha. I was like, ooh, because she went with me the first time I went. I was like, ooh, this cutie over here, though. Don't touch me, but I have some friends. So, yeah, I think that's a good place to find people. You want to find doctors.
So I'll just go with you to physical therapy every time.
Mm-hmm.
On this phone. Guys, I'm not that desperate, but also...
Another topic I think we should discuss is Andrea's new content creation wave. She has been diving in, putting all her time and energy into building this series about her breakup. Of course, we're not going to dwell on the breakup, but we realize that it is important to produce content that not only is meaningful to you, but you can give back to other people that need it. So we've all heard about your journey. We've all seen it, not to relish in it, but she has been creating this series of TikToks about what it was like before the breakup, what it was like when the breakup happened, and how you're going after. And you have 2 episodes out now, but I did want to just pick your brain about what was it like? How did you even get to a place where you just happen to have 1 million videos? Like, what did it feel like to put this on the table? And what made you really think that you wanted to do this?
Yeah, I have this dumb app called Time Hop where you get a notification of like what you were doing a year ago. And I got that months ago and it was something I don't want to repeat out loud. And I was like, fucking A. So I went back to my videos and I realized I save everything. Snapchat, video, text, I literally save everything. So I was like, wait a second, let's go. I want to tell my story. I have a full video montage of it. Let's go. And it's not because I want to like be like, oh, look at what I did. It's because I seriously like felt some type of way during that time. And like I still like when I'm making these videos, I still feel that type of way. I'm just trying to put this shit out there for like other people that might be going through the same exact thing. And I really do think there has to be people going out. There has to be people. Like, I know there are. So it's not for me. It's for you, I swear.
How did you feel about when your ex...
Oh, yeah. First video, can I tell you, this took me a day and a half to make. And mostly because I was crying so much into the phone that I couldn't, like, edit the video. But in like, happy tears. Like, I was like, oh, wow. Because when I watch these videos, I remember exactly how I felt at that time, which was so different than I feel right now. And then that first video was posted, blah, 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 great. And then I got a text the next morning, 7 a.m. sharp. I get a text from the ex. A long text, I might add, and it was, to me, off-putting, to be honest with you.
I think it was coming from a good place, but it just felt a little...
Yeah, sure. Oh, well, you asked, I answered.
Yeah, a little bit awkward, but I still am really proud of you for you to be so vulnerable in the space. It's not even like you're fucking social media famous, but no, for anyone to put time and invest and build something creatively is great, especially with all these TikTok hoes making videos in 2 seconds talking about who knows what.
I appreciate that, because it's like I feel like I'm like, I get nervous. I'm putting this out there for like what people to see for. I'm not doing it for like likes and shares. I'm just like trying to tell my story. So here we are. Like, subscribe, share. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, here we are. This was a fun mini episode for us to just vent, catch up, talk about who knows what knows who.
Shit. I love it.
I love it.
I love it. So, roses, thorns, spring cleaning. What are you cleaning out this spring? You closet, you men.